a cult, Haley?
No.
Everyone is tuning off to this podcast right now.
Yeah, because you want to start a cult.
I'm not saying let's start one, but I'm saying maybe, you know, we'll keep it in the back of our minds.
You do that. You do okay. That.
I don't even know how to start this.
We should probably rehearse the intro and have that planned before we even started recording.
We literally did no prep for this, so I'm very sorry.
Well, we did, but we didn't.
Yes. I mainly just spent a lot of time on the internet looking up future topics, also the topics we're talking about, but there's a lot of holes on the internet, and I'm very prone to falling into them.
Oh, man.
I can't believe we're actually doing this, though.
I know.
We're doing this, Haley.
We're doing this. We're here. We're becoming podcasters.
And mainly the reason we're doing this is because we both want to talk about this stuff. It's not even that we like doing podcasts necessarily. It's just we want to talk about this, so we might as well record it.
Yeah. And also, it's way easier than filming.
True. It is easier than filming, doing YouTube videos.
Oh, man.
We already know me with those.
Yes.
But hopefully I can relive my Nancy Drew dreams, like, through this.
Yeah, I'm going to learn through this whole podcast that I have a pretty creepy personality ever through childhood, especially with my topic today. Like,
I'm so ready. I'm so ready to learn about your topic today. I don't know if we should mention it yet. How do we want to do this?
I don't know. We don't even know who's going first.
Yeah, true. We haven't even said what our podcast is about yet. Well, this is Cults, Conspiracies, and Other Creepies. My mom said we should do a, like, jingle or something, but I'm not sure about that. I don't think we're the kind of jingly people.
Yes, we should. We should have a jamming little jingle.
Okay, well, let's try something.
I don't know.
Okay. Cults.
Cults. That's our jingle, is Cults.
Not even our whole title, just Cults.
Cults.
But yeah, this is Cults, Conspiracies, and Other Creepies, and we talk about what the title says.
Yeah.
I cover the cults and conspiracies, and Haley covers the other creepies. Do you want to tell them what that is?
Basically, anything else that doesn't start with a C. True crime, paranormal, and just anything that's creepy.
There we go. So if you like creepy things, please, you know, subscribe or whatever these podcast people do, and that sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, and also our logo.
Yeah. Talk about if we should say his first name or last, both first or last name. I'm just going to say his name's Seth because I don't know if he wants his full name out into the world.
True. We never actually talked to Seth in person.
Never. We don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah.
We just over emails and...
Yes, but he made an amazing logo, as you can see, and I'm so stoked about it. There's nothing else that would look better for our podcast.
I know. We have to introduce ourselves, too.
Oh, yeah, we do. That's something to do. I'm Jasmine.
I'm Haley.
And we're just...
This is our podcast.
Yeah, this is our podcast.
College girls making a podcast. What else?
Yeah, we have nothing else to do, and we just want to talk about creepy stuff, honestly, and release it to the world, because why not?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
That's literally all we talk about. Like 90% of what we talk about is this stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, I guess we should kind of start segueing into our topic. So I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because the cult and conspiracies is closer in the title.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Okay. With her topics, I was the one that got her interested in everything, and myself is pretty amazing at knowing everything about everything. So she's going to try in every episode tell me something I didn't already know.
That's the whole goal of this whole podcast, is one day I will cover something that Haley didn't know about, and that will be the day that Haley will buy me a bunch of, like, vegan candy or something.
All right.
Okay. The bet is on.
The bet is on.
So maybe someday. I know it's probably not going to be in the first two because you seem like you already know everything, apparently.
I do. I might throw in some interesting facts that you didn't grab.
Haley, feel free to hop in at any time because...
You know I will. All right, get started.
Okay, so today I'm going to be covering Heaven's Gate, which was a cult that kind of surfaced in the 90s. And it's very interesting. It involves aliens, suicide, Nike shoes. So let's hop into it. So we'll first talk about kind of the guy who founded it, Marshall Applewhite. He's a very interesting character. Him and Bonnie Nettles are the two who kind of co-founded this cult known as Heaven's Gate. So he grew up in church. He was kind of a, you know, regular guy. And he married this woman named Ann Pierce. And I couldn't find anything if he had kids or not. I don't think he did. I know Bonnie did, but he didn't have any kids. So he got a music degree, an MFA in music, and he also got... Why can I not say this word?
What is it?
Philosophy. He got a philosophy degree. And if you ever see someone has a philosophy degree, please run, because they will most likely... create a cult.
Wow. You just offended so many people with that degree. Like, so many people.
I'm sorry, but every single cult I research, they have a philosophy degree.
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
It's a theory. So just stay away from that, people. And if you already have one, well, then stay away from yourself. Is that a thing?
Yeah. That's not physically possible to stay away from yourself.
Okay, well, let's stay on topic, I guess. So anyway, he has those two degrees, and he taught at the University of Alabama. But he was fired because he had sexual relations with a male student. And his wife did not like that, so she quickly skirted out of there, divorced that dude. And then he went to the University of Texas, and he was actually the head of the music department there. Mm-hmm. But then he quit because of emotional turmoil.
Yep.
Yep.
Haley's just you are on the right track right now.
Haley's like, I already know all this. Haley's just here for support right now.
Yeah, and to share my topic.
Yes. So... anyway, he quit in 1970 because of emotional turmoil, and his father actually died a little earlier, so that could have been kind of part of the emotional turmoil. Also, his wife divorced him, so, I mean, well, we got to give the guy some slack.
Yeah.
So, in 1972 is when he first met Bonnie Nettles, who was the other co-founder of Heaven's Gate, and in my opinion, I think she kind of started this whole thing.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Like, Marshall Applewhite, he gets most of the credit, but I feel like she kind of got him on this role. So a little bit about her is she was a nurse, and she has very strong knowledge of the Bible, especially, like, the Book of Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible, if you don't know, has a lot of end time stuff in there. And she grew up in a Baptist family. She got married to a man named Joseph Segal Nettles. She actually has four children, so... I guess at some point she just left her children to join this cult, because I didn't find much on her children, but she had four of them, so.
Yeah, they really had nothing to do with it.
I mean, so. I would stay away. They didn't end up dead, so that's probably good. But anyway, their marriage got a little unsteady when she started researching astrology. So, Haley and Landon, watch out. Haley researched astrology sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. She also started researching occult stuff, which probably was a little more of a red flag there. And also, she started having seances every Wednesday, like a little circle group. Kind of like a Bible study, but satanic.
Wow.
So she had that, and quickly her husband was like, nah, I'm out of here. And I don't know if they ever got a formal divorce, but... he definitely wasn't in her life as much. So she went to a fortune teller in 1972 who said she would meet a mysterious tall man with light hair and a fair complexion. And guess who fit that description? Marshall. I guess he was a white guy, so there's the fair complexion. And then he had gray hair, I think, because he was a little older. So there you go, light hair. So it's uncertain where they met, but Bonnie's daughter and son say it was at a drama school. Like, he was the teacher, and her son, Bonnie's son, was going to the drama school. So no confirmation if that's true or not, but it's kind of interesting. Like, why is he teaching at a drama school?
Yeah. Music, theater.
Music
and theater. Somehow they intertwine somehow.
True. Maybe. We'll see. But anyway, they met, and all of a sudden, they started sharing their beliefs, and they believed they were the two divine messengers from the Book of Revelation. So they were like, okay, wow, we need to start this cult. And they started kind of going off the Book of Revelation, but twisting it up and adding aliens to it. And you know how things go like that. They got on a roll. So after this, they started traveling around the country in 1973. So it only took them 1 year to get to know each other and start a cult.
Yeah, that sounds about how cults are made. You just find somebody and you say, hey, I have this crazy idea. And you go, oh my God, that's brilliant. And just, you just go around the world.
Let's start a cult, Haley.
No.
Everyone is tuning off to this podcast right now.
Yeah, because you want to start a cult.
I'm not saying let's start one, but I'm saying maybe, you know. We'll keep it in the back of our minds.
You do that.
So anyway, they started this cult and they toured around the country in 1973 and they gained one convert at this time.
Wow.
Only one. They didn't say who.
That's a cult right there, just having one follower.
I just love that though, just one person just following these two cult leaders around the country. I don't know, that's just very amusing to me. But they're successful. If you get one convert, I think you're successful.
Okay, yeah. For their craziness, yes.
Yes. So in 1974, they actually got arrested for credit card fraud because they kind of believe they're above the law. You know, they're not even human in their eyes. They're these divine people. So they're like, no, we don't have to follow earthly laws. And they got out of that, though. But Applewhite had to go to jail for 6 months because he failed to return a rented car. So he actually did go to jail. And that's where kind of his beliefs got to that next level because he had a lot of time to think about them when he was behind bars. So some of his primary beliefs was that aliens would resurrect them and their souls would get new bodies known as like kind of the evolutionary level. So, mainly they thought spaceships would come, aliens would grab their bodies, and they would get new ones.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, Haley's just confirming all this.
I'm just nodding. Like,
she's not surprised.
There's no surprise. I'm just like, okay, she's checking off all these boxes with correct information that I know of myself.
Well, I'm glad I'm doing this correctly, Haley.
You're welcome.
Okay, so in 1975, they went to Oregon. So, this is after he got out of jail. And they packed into this hotel, and about 150 packed into this hotel, and they heard them speak. And most of them thought they were crazy, but they actually got 20 followers this way. They just left this little town in Oregon and followed them. But then they actually ended up getting up to 200 members, but they were like, no, we have too many members. So they got rid of a bunch of people. They were like, no, you're not a true follower. And then 70 members was kind of the end result of their cult. 70 people. So now let's talk about the interesting part, life in the cult. This gets really interesting. And if you have any extra information to add, Haley.
I will add it.
I know you will. So at first, they were kind of just traveling around the country, living in campsites, living in tents, and then eventually they ran into some money, so they bought like 2 to 3 houses in Southern California, pretty big houses, so they could live with each other. And all of them worked on computers. They were kind of web designers, which I think is kind of interesting. So that's how they got their money. And Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Nettles were very into, like, no friendships, no outside earthly attachments, like, completely detach yourself from the earth.
They were not partners either, romantically. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people think. They were not. interesting fact. I don't know if I should say it or not.
Say it. Maybe I have it already in my notes, but
you probably don't. Wait.
The
castration. Yep. I was about to say that. Yep. So
yeah, there's no gender in this cult. A lot of the males actually were castrated. And I think there was a lot of people who believe this is because Marshall might have been gay. And, like, he felt kind of guilty for that because this was in the 70s, so it was a little less accepted than it is today. And also he had, you know, the relations back at the university. So I don't know. It's just a thought. But anyway, yeah, no gender. And all of their names had to end in Odi. So it was like Ricodi, Jamodi. Very weird names. So they all were Odies, except for Marshall and Bonnie. They went by a ton of different names. I couldn't find like one name they all went by, but Bo and Doe were like the main ones. But also at one point, Bo and Peep. And then at one point, Bonnie was called T. So like Bo, Peep, Doe, T. Like, I don't know why they were like this, but they didn't have to have Odie.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, they had all these names and they lived in these houses in California, and they all wore matching tracksuits and Nike shoes. And it was all baggy clothes. They really all had short hair, too. So that's kind of goes with the, like, no gender thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they were basically trying to be identical as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And another interesting fact, the Nike shoes that they wore actually got discontinued after, surprise, mass suicide.
I mean, it's all cults, really. Jonestown, Heaven's Gate. And I know there was another one, too, that I might do in a future episode. Can't remember the name, but it don't join a cult.
But yeah, so they had to discontinue the shoe because of this Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And the shoes, actually, one pair of them was found in a garage, and they went on auction for $6,600. And they're just, like, typical black-looking shoes. Like, they're nothing really special.
Yeah, it's because of the cult.
Typical black Nike shoes. So, yeah, they got their income from designing web pages. Some had outside jobs, but under fake names. So, at one point, this was kind of interesting, just a little tidbit. They followed a master cleanse, which they drank nothing but lemonade with cayenne pepper and maple syrup for 3 months. That's crazy. I don't know how they survived that. They could have just all died then. But that reminds me of The Office when Kelly does that. I wonder if that's where the writers got it.
Probably.
It's very interesting, though. So, yeah, everything was specific, very designed. All males shaved their faces the same. They even cut their toes the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything. Yeah. Down to, like, how they walked, probably. Like, every single thing was designed, which that's a lot of stress. I would freak out because I wouldn't remember all that.
I felt like it would be kind of, like, simple because it's like, okay, you do everything exactly like everyone else. So you don't really have to think.
True. So, yeah. They didn't believe in gender. We already talked about that. And so later on, 1985, Bonnie dies of liver cancer, and this really impacted Marshall Applewhite because, like, he was very close to Bonnie. They were not lovers or anything, but they were very close. Yeah. I mean, they're co-partners in a cult.
I say it more of, like, they don't want friendship, but it kind of was a friendship.
Yeah, true.
Wrong.
Yeah. So, after this, Marshall made these videos called Beyond Human, The Last Call, and it actually broadcast on satellite, which I thought was really interesting. So yeah, he talked about how the Earth is going to be recycled, and how his father's not a human being, and he took an adult form, and it helped him get to an adult form. Like, he had all this stuff about how he's not human, and he just got into an adult form. So they all wanted to rid themselves of human behavior and move to this evolutionary level. And he talks about how, like, all religious books are outdated and how people need to leave their families, leave their careers. It's okay. The broken hearts will be healed and just all this crazy stuff. And he also talked about the Hale-Bopp comet, which will come in pretty soon. He also, it's really creepy. I recommend watching it. It's on YouTube. He, like, never blinks.
Yeah.
He blinks, like, once or twice the whole video. And he has, like, this weird orangey look. It's just It's very disturbing. He also says the earth is a garden for souls.
I believe all that, what he's saying. He's a weird man. If you see a picture of him, you will understand why he says these things.
Yeah, like his eyes are really wide.
They are.
It's really creepy, but I kind of like that. The earth is a garden for souls. Sounds like some kind of poetry line or something.
That's what you would say.
There we go. Yeah. Plagiarism by Marshall Applewhite. So, yeah, after this, he also really started publicizing his cult. Like, he took out ads in USA Today, the 1993 version, and the ad read, UFO cult resurfaces with final offer. Final offer. Did no one think that was a little ominous?
It was, like, the 70s.
True. There was, like, 50 cults. People couldn't keep track of everything.
No! You got hippies everywhere. Free love, you know? They were too distracted by a lot of things.
True, true. So, anyway, there was the Hale-Bopp comet, and this was kind of Marshall Applewhite's breaking point. He was like, okay, nothing's happened. No spaceship has come. He's already told his people, like, a million times that a spaceship was going to come. Finally, he's like, Hale-Bopp comet, we're all committing suicide, and then our bodies will be taken to the next level. So, yeah, the comet gets closer to the Earth in 1997, and this comet actually comes around, like, every so often, so it will come back again, so watch out for all the cults at that time. So, March 1997 is when the bodies were found, on the 26th of March. So, there was 39 dead, 18 men and 21 women, and it wasn't all at once. Like, they didn't commit suicide all at once. It wasn't like... Like, in Jonestown, they didn't commit suicide all at once either. It was, like, people went up to the line.
Yeah.
But this was, they, like, did it in shifts, like, 15-minute shifts. Like, people would do it, and then another few would do it. So, there's pictures of this, and it's very surreal. It's very sad, too. Like, these people died, so we don't want to take away from that. But you see, like, these purple shrouds, and you see black sweats, and then their iconic Nikes point, like, poking out at the bottom. And right before they committed suicide, they actually went kind of a last supper on Friday at Marie Callender's restaurant. Which, Marie Callender's does, like, those little frozen meals, right?
I don't know.
Like, the little wheels and cheese, you know, the little potato smiles.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I don't know.
I didn't know they had restaurants, but apparently they do.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they went there. Do you want to know what every single one of them ordered?
Oh, man, I know it's something, like, boring and, like...
I don't think it's that boring, actually. I think it's pretty interesting.
Like, for a last meal, like...
Okay, are you ready? Iced tea. Turkey pot pie. And then they also had cheesecake with blueberries. And then salads with tomato vinegar dressing. All of them ordered that. I just think that's very specific. Even the dressing, they had to have the same.
Yeah, it's very a cult.
True. That's an intense cult, though. Like, they're very... They just really need everything to be the same. So, anyway, after their last meal, then the next day, they committed suicide. And what they did is they put barbiturates in applesauce or chocolate pudding. So it was laced with that. It was specifically phenobarbital, hopefully I said that right, and then they washed it down with vodka.
Okay, not giving the man anything, but I like how he gave them a choice at this last second. Out of everything, it's okay.
And then it's applesauce or chocolate pudding. Like,
what?
But they had to cut their toast the same. But no, they can choose applesauce or chocolate pudding. I think I would do chocolate pudding if I had to die.
Like, I feel like I would do, just because it's chocolate pudding. And true. It's like a dessert.
It's like childhood, right before you die, you know?
Well, you have childhood and you have adulthood because you just...
Yeah.
You drink some vodka after having pudding and you just...
True. Vodka after pudding. That's iconic, but also sad because...
Sad. It is all sad. We joke because we're crying. Instead of us crying, we laugh at the pain.
True,
like all podcasters in the world.
So, yeah, they took those, and then they put bags over the heads, and they lay down in their bunks and cots and put the purple shrouds over themselves. And they thought that as they, like, put the bags on them and they put the blanket on as they died, they would leave their earthly bodies behind when the comet came by, and, like, their souls would go up to the spaceship. Because, like, the spaceship, apparently, they thought was coming with the comet.
You are missing something that I feel is an important detail.
Well, add it in then. Add in the detail.
They had to pay to get on the spaceship.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they had to pay.
Yeah,
they had to pay. They had, like, change, like, exact money to pay to get on the spaceship.
So they put, like, money in their pockets?
Yes.
That's, wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. They all had exact change because you had to pay to get on the spaceship because it wasn't free. You don't do all that for free. You have to give something to them.
You die and you still have to pay.
Yes.
You have to pay for your death.
Yes.
That's wild. I can't believe I didn't see that anywhere.
Yeah. Wow. You have to pay.
So apparently they had to pay, guys.
Yeah.
But also what was interesting is on their clothes, this is really creepy, they had a little patch that was specifically made for their exit. That's what they called it, is like their earthly exit. So it's like this little triangle, and it has, it says like earthly exit on it. And they're specifically made like for exiting their vehicles. And their vehicles is their bodies. So that was interesting. They called it their graduation outfits.
Wow.
Yeah. So the guy who actually found them after they'd committed suicide was Rio D'Angelo. And he was, I guess, he was part of the cult, but he, for some reason, didn't commit suicide with them. And he just found them. And he actually is still a believer.
Yes. A lot of people in Heaven's Gate missed the opportunity. So they are still on Earth. There's still even a website for Heaven's Gate.
Yes. And that, two people run it right now.
Yes. And they're very active.
Yes. They will answer your emails pretty quickly. So if you want to email them, be our guest, and then tell us what they say, because I'm curious. Actually, I might email them.
Well, actually, a podcaster I listened to, I forgot who, emailed them.
Uh-huh.
And they got back to him in, like, a day.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting. I forgot what it said, but it was interesting.
Wow. We need to do that.
We do.
When we're eating our fries after we record this, that's all we care about, guys, is we're getting fries after this.
Really good fries.
Really good fries. Really good fries. If you know where we live, you probably know what fries we're talking about. So anyway, he's the one who found them, and he went on covers of magazines, and he explained all this to people. And he's still a believer, and he believes that their souls live at the next level. And that is all I have for you guys. But Heaven's Gate, email them, harass them. There we go.
All right. Now moving on to my topic.
Bloody Mary, I'm so ready. And we're at 30 minutes. Look at us.
All right. So favorite childhood game with girls in sleepovers. For real. It's so funny thinking about it, because, like, girls just, okay, we're going to summon demons and spirits now. Okay, we're all 12 years old.
Yeah, I was really creeped out by the game. I wouldn't even, like, turn off the lights until I left the bathroom.
I have a story before I begin.
Okay, tell me the story. I'm ready.
Okay, so I was, like, in fifth grade. Probably, like, third grade. I was over at a friend's house. We were having a sleepover. And their older sister was like, hey, let's play Bloody Mary.
Oh, no.
Me, being a weird kid already into creepy stuff, go, yay, let's do it.
Oh, no, Haley.
So, for some more information, I knew her house. Like, I can still describe her house. I walk into the bathroom, turn off the lights, look in the mirror, say Bloody Mary three times. I did not see anything, but I'm going to turn on the light switch. I knew exactly where the light switch is, could not find it, could not find the door.
Oh my gosh.
For the longest time. All right. I swear, I know the, Like, I knew the house, like, the back of my hand when I was a little kid. So I knew exactly where everything is. And for real, I was trapped in the bathroom.
That's crazy.
But yeah. But no, as I was doing this research, too, I just thought since childhood, that's, like, one of the most creepiest experiences I have had. But as I was researching, I was really wrong about the history of Bloody Mary before I started researching, because I thought, okay, tell me if you ever heard of this version of Bloody Mary, which I could not find anything about this one, but this is what I was told. Okay, so Bloody Mary was like this girl just named Mary back in the days where, like, hold on, I'm trying to think of the decade, where, like, you could die, you could be buried alive.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what decade that is, but it's, like, way in the yonder years.
Like, way, way back there.
Yeah. Okay. So, somehow she died.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, air quotes, died. So, they bury her and had a funeral and everything. Well, surprise, she wasn't dead. So, she clawed at, like, the coffin, clawed, trying to claw.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, my worst nightmare right there.
She's, like, screaming, clawing. Okay. And I don't know what happened, but they decide to, like, unbury her, look in the coffin. She was dead, and you just see her nails in the coffin. Like, her nails came off of her fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
And were stuck in the coffin. And yes, blood everywhere.
Oh, and that's so sad.
And that's how I thought Bloody Mary happened. But during this research,
isn't it like a queen?
Yes. Well, that's one. One.
So there's multiple Marys?
Yes. There's multiple stories. You're right. Let me tell you about Queen Mary.
Queen Mary. Here we go.
So, I forgot to put her husband's name. I think it was, like, Henry something. I know that.
I think it was a Henry. It was, like, all Henrys back then.
It was Henry. I know that. Wow, I already...
Shout out to our friend Henry.
Yes. Okay. Because we're focusing on Queen Mary, and I just forgot to put her husband. Okay. So she got married, and within 2 months, she was supposedly pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else believed that she could never get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she displayed the symptoms and everything. Like, everything to a D, okay? And then there's more rumors saying, oh, this is not pregnant. How is she pregnant? Well, she wasn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Your body, you can, like, think so hard that you're pregnant that your body will show all the symptoms.
So you'll go through all the horrible things without getting a baby.
Yes. She had everything.
That's horrible.
And when her due date came, they put her in the chamber, was ready, like, she was ready to give birth. Nothing happened.
Oh my gosh.
They waited 2 more months. 2 more months, okay? Nothing happened. And then one day, her stomach just slowly starts shrinking.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so her stomach actually got out to, like, it looked like
she looked like she was pregnant, and then it started shrinking. And
that's so sad. Wait, do you think it was a miscarriage or something?
No.
Like, so she was never pregnant at
never.
All. Never. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, just because the way how her pregnancy was in history and everything, it shows that it was not a miscarriage. She did not give birth to a baby or anything, and they thought that why she couldn't get pregnant was because God hated her, basically.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Basically, she wasn't good enough. And, you know.
Poor queen. So, it's like, usually the public loves queens. Did they just not like her?
They did not like her. And with Bloody Mary, the actual story is you're supposed to see a woman with a baby.
Oh.
So they think, and then later on, she thought she was pregnant again.
Oh my
gosh. But actually, she had ovaries.
ovaries. She had ovaries. I'd hope she had ovaries.
She had cancer in the section. In that section. Yeah, I cannot.
Ovarian cancer.
There we go. I was like, ovaries.
Oh, that's really sad.
That is sad, and how like everything is.
And they didn't know how to treat it probably back then.
No. But yeah. But another thing is that when she was childless and everything, she actually thought it would be probably really good to kill some people, too.
Oh.
Like, 300 people to save her land. Yeah.
Take out that rage, I guess?
So, that's how she got the nickname of Lay Mary. Because she killed a lot of people.
Oh, wow.
Because she thought it was good for her. And her father killed people, too. And it just went down the line. And she didn't give birth. And she was angry. But, yeah. So, that's one thing. But so they feel like that's how kind of haunted how that kind of story was with the baby. Another story.
Like a different Mary?
Yes, a different Mary. Mary, Lay Mary has more. Okay, this is like the 3 to 4 most popular names I could find. Mary Worth, Hail Mary, Mary White. Or Mary Jane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mary Jane.
Yeah. There's even some names I can't think of, but they weren't even Mary. It was like Shirley.
Shirley.
I don't know. It was.
Shout out to Shirley, my mom.
I don't know why that name popped in my head, but I was kind of like that. It was just random names. But okay. So this one is a little more different than the queen. So in a small village, this beautiful girl, like, beautiful, okay.
Like, trophy wife.
Trophy wife, as can be, okay. And this was, like, back in, like, where peasants and villages and stuff.
Medieval
like
times.
Medieval times, okay. Well, they thought, this girl is so pretty, she has to be a witch. She physically can't be that beautiful, so she has to be a witch.
Oh my gosh, poor girl.
And at the time, too, just bad coincidence, bad, wrong time, wrong place, you know. Well, all these girls go missing, and they think that she's been taking girls and taking their souls to make her beautiful.
Oh no.
So one day, this girl from the village, like, full hypnotized, like, no one can stop her. She just books, like, she's just walking, and, like, no one can stop her. Okay? Like, everyone in the village, like, saw this girl just walking, like.
So she was hypnotized?
Yeah.
Oh, I know how that feels.
Yes. Okay.
That's a story for another episode.
Okay. So, she is walking, and everyone's wondering where she's walking to. Well, it was to Mary's house. So they were like, okay, she's a witch. Why is this girl randomly walking to a house and no one can stop her and everything? They got her and accused her of being a witch. And at the time, she was pregnant too. Okay. And they asked who was the father. Well, she said, there's no father.
Oh, no.
So they thought, okay, no father. She's a witch. Yeah. It has to be a devil baby.
Oh, no.
So this is where the part of the mirror comes in. So they somehow, there's a broken mirror. They grab a piece of that mirror and cut her. So she lost. She died.
Oh,
and so did
gosh.
Her baby.
No.
And that's how, why people think of the mirror.
Oh, so like that's why there's the whole mirror thing.
Yeah. But there's another.
And she had the baby. Oh my gosh. That's so sad.
Because researching, a lot of Lay Mary is either you see her all bloody or she has a kid or something like that. Well, you know how maybe Lay Mary has actually started?
How?
Was because back in like the 50s.
The 1950s?
Yes.
Oh, so it's like kind of recent.
Kind of recent. Okay. You would grab a mirror, like a little hand towel mirror. Mm-hmm. You would walk. It was like not dark, but like dim. Mm-hmm. Okay. You would walk up the stairs backwards. And in the reflection of the mirror, you could see your husband, your future husband.
Oh my gosh. But
if you saw the Grim Reaper, that means that you would be dead before you get married.
Oh my gosh.
So
what? I've never heard of that.
I never either until I started researching this. And that's how they think that Bloody Mary maybe as started, because, you know, when you die, you're bloody. Mm-hmm. And most girls' names are Mary.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, so that's kind of where they think that this whole thing started.
Is from the walking backwards up the stairs. So it was more of like a husband game, like kind of like, oh, let's see who I'm going to marry.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how it kind of turned into the sleepover game. So.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
That's crazy. I never want to play Bloody Mary, though. Like, that creeped me out as a kid.
Okay. But you would play Cat Scratches?
I never played that. You guys played it, and I, like, stood by the stairs, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that satanic stuff.
Okay. So, my whole childhood, I have been into creepy stuff. I probably looked like the most innocent little girl with, like, pink bows in my hair, pretty long brown hair. But, like, I could summon some demons.
Oh, no.
For real, me and my little child, she's my, Jasmine's my childhood friend. Yeah. But I mean, like, little childhood friend. Like,
third grade, second grade, first grade.
Yeah, we met in fifth grade.
Yes.
But, yeah, no. My best friend, when I was, like, little, she taught me the game Cat Scratches 2, which is, I want to say, worse than Bloody Mary for sure. But we played this all the time, okay? We have sleepovers and we invite different people over. And this point of this game, I wonder if anyone else has heard this, okay? You will turn off the lights, lay a girl down, make sure her head's on your lap. You should, okay, at this time, I don't know how we knew where the temples were, but mm-hmm. we knew. So you rub the girl's temple that, like, has her head in your lap. Okay, she closes her eyes. Everyone else is going to go around her. Put, kind of have your hands hovering over her. And you, like, whisper, like, chanting whisper, Cat Scratches. Okay? And the person who's rubbing the girl's temple, okay, this sounds weird describing it, but would tell a story. Doesn't matter what kind of story it is. It could be about a killer. Could be about a devil, a ghost, whatever. But the person always has to die at the end of the story. And right as they die, you yell Cat Scratches. Pull up the girl's shirt. See her back. And there will be cat scratches.
I saw someone. Yeah, it's true. Because I think you guys played and I just stood by the lights and turned them on and off. Because I was like, no, that's creepy stuff. But that's really scary. I love how all these, like, Midwestern kids who have nothing else to do are just doing these satanic games.
And it's girls. It's, like, little girls.
I know. It's, like, kindergarten, first grade. Like,
yeah, this is
you
where
think
I...
maybe middle schoolers or something. No, it's elementary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
But yeah, bringing back the childhood.
Oh, we're at 46 minutes so far. I mean, some of this will be edited, so it might not be that long, but... Hey.
All right. Well, this is
not too shabby.
Good for a first podcast.
I know, right?
First episode.
I'm excited. Maybe next time we'll figure out more of an intro, you know? We'll
figure out a lot more. Hopefully we're more polished because we haven't even practiced. This is...
Yeah, true. This is pretty good for not practicing.
First run.
But yeah, please come back. You know, don't...
Please listen.
Don't take it for just this first episode because we got a lot coming. Like, I'm going to alternate between... conspiracies and cults. So this week I did cults. So next episode is going to be conspiracies.
Mine, I thought it's not did something paranormal. I would dive into the true crime.
Yes, I love me some true crime. All my Nancy Drew dreams are just coming true right now.
All right, you might be shook on this one.
I'm so ready. So come back next week and join us on cults, conspiracies, and other creepies.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.